word. Your word is powerful. Your word is wonderful. And Lord, we ask that tonight you have your way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that everything would go according to you and to your ways and according to your spirit. Let every person's heart be open in the name of Jesus, open to the word of God and to the spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're looking at healing and love. Healing and love. We're going to look at a few scriptures. And I want you to be open to what the Lord has to say, because whenever we preach the word of faith, it's not just words coming out from someone's mouth. It's the Lord who is using people, and he uses people as they are submitted to the Spirit of God. Let's have a look at Proverbs 4. We're looking tonight at healing and love, but I just want to address something before we get right into the meat of this. Proverbs 4, and we'll look at verses 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. Now, God's word, and we won't turn to it, but in Hebrews 4, verse 12, it says that God's word is powerful, and it's quick and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's got power within it. And this scripture shows us about how health can come to our flesh. Let's have a look at what it says in verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. What does that mean? It means pay attention to God's words. There's too many people that don't pay attention to the word of God. Attend to my words, incline thine ear, a saying. That means listen to what is being said. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Your heart is your inner man, your spirit, and the word of God has to be planted into your heart. So tonight I believe the word of God is being planted into your heart. Verse 22 says, for they, talking about the word of God, the words of God, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So if it affects your heart, and I'm talking about the spirit man, the inner man, because when the Bible uses the word heart, it's almost always talking about the spirit man, the inner man. And it says, if the words of God go into your heart, and I pray that it does tonight, then it will be health to all your flesh. To all your flesh. But you've got to attend to God's word. You've got to listen. So tonight I want you to really listen. Really listen to what God is saying through his word. Praise the Lord. Because this is the word of God we're talking about. Has God shown his love to mankind? That's a big question. You know, if you went out into the pubs and various places and say, do you think God loves you? You're inevitably not going to get a biblical answer. You're going to get all types of answers like God did this or why did he do this and so on. They don't understand that there is the blessing and there is the curse. If you want the blessing, you've got to be in Christ. Have a look at John 3, verses 16 and 17. This is a verse that many people have heard. Not a lot of people have put into action, but many people have heard it. And particularly John 3:16 is one that many people know off by heart. Now we're going to look at verses 16 and 17 tonight, because the question we want to know is, God, has God shown his love? And does his love also manifest itself in healing? That's the question we want to know. Now, has God shown his love? Well, let's look at verse 16 and 17 of John chapter 3. For God so, what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. Saved. Now, it doesn't say that they're automatically saved. It doesn't say that people automatically have everlasting life. It says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's the first step. People have to believe in him. They have to come to him. They have to open their hearts up to him. They have to say, I make you my Saviour, my Lord, and I live for you, not for myself. And that's got to be the first step. So we see here, God so loved the world. And in fact, if we go to other scriptures, we won't turn to, for example, in 1 Peter, it talks about Jesus as being precious. It talks about his blood as being precious. So God gave his most precious. He gave his only begotten son. Talks about a particular birth, of course, that word begotten, talking about a particular birth. Jesus came, and we'll be celebrating that on at the Christmas service, about the particular birth of Jesus coming. But he came for a purpose, didn't he? He came for a purpose. He came because God showed his love. Excuse me. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, everlasting life is not just living forever. Everlasting life is talking about a quality of life. In fact, Jesus said, I came to give life and life more abundantly. And so we're looking for abundant life. Many people, even Christians, who don't believe in healing. They don't believe that, as the scripture says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, that's way back for the Old Testament. Even though there's many scriptures in the New Testament which talk about healing and health. What we want to see is that God's love has already been shown. And whoever believes on Christ comes into God's love and is able to partake of his love. That's very, very important for us to understand. Because God wants the world, through him, as it says there, might be saved. He wants the world saved. Now, if we've believed on Christ, if we've invited him in as our Saviour, then we are saved. We can say that present tense. We have everlasting life right now. Praise the Lord. But you know, going through the door, because Jesus said, I am the door, going through the door is just the first step. Because in the kingdom of God, salvation encompasses all his blessings, and the blessings of forgiveness and deliverance and healing and strength. All of that is in God through what he's done and shown in his love. Now, if we look at John 4, go across a little bit, John 4, verse 34, we see that Jesus makes a very important statement here, and it's a statement which we should sear into our hearts, because we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to know what Jesus did on the earth. What he did on the earth, was that the will of God? Was that the will of God, what he did on the earth? Well, verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. So what do we see Jesus doing right through all the Gospels and right through the New Testament, because he is the head of the body, he's the head of the church, the Bible tells us. What do we see Jesus doing in the New Testament? What do we see? One of his major emphases is healing the sick. One of his major emphases is deliverance to the captives. And, you know, healing is God's will. Sickness is not God's will. And there's many scriptures to tell us that. The leper came to Jesus and said, if thou wilt heal me. And Jesus said, I will, and healed him. So we know that it is God's will, and Jesus came to do the will of him that sent me. Now, there's another scripture which we'll turn to now, which shows very clearly that it's God's will to heal. And keep in mind that Jesus came to do the will of him that sent me. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So Jesus was sent by God, and he came to do the will of him that sent him. Have a look at Acts 10 verse 38. Acts 10 verse 38, and we see what Jesus was doing whilst he was on the earth. And we can ask the question, is he still doing that today? Is he still alive? Well, we know he was raised from the dead. In fact, the Bible tells us that if you want to be saved, you need to believe that he was raised from the dead. In fact, we might turn to that scripture in a minute. But looking at Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we see here very clearly the will of God. And says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? Good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now the devil works through the curse, God works through the blessing. It's as simple as that. Now Jesus, as it said there, went about doing good and healing. So is healing good? It is, isn't it? Healing is good. Sickness is bad. Disease is bad. Healing is good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we see that Jesus said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. And that's the will of the Father. And we see very clearly here that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And we've got to understand that the curse, and this is one of the reasons for fellowshipping, by the way, is you keep yourself in the blessing. You keep yourself in the Word of God, because we saw that the Word is health to all your flesh. And so we see here very clearly that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So is healing available for today? Is healing available for today? Well, we could ask the question, when Jesus died on the cross, was that the end? Was that the end? Well, clearly it wasn't, because he was raised from the dead. And if you go across to Romans 10, because there's a scripture I want to quote from here, there's something you have to believe if you want to be saved. And you have to believe that Jesus is alive today. That, yes, he took your sins on the cross. The Bible says he became a curse for us. He became a curse for us. Everything attached to sin was attached to him, was put onto him. He became a curse for us. And we see here in Romans 10, verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That tells me that you can't be saved unless you confess Jesus with your mouth. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. Remember, that's in your inner man, in your spirit. Believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. It tells us that Jesus is alive. Thou shalt be saved. If you're like some people, oh no, the resurrection could never have happened. Jesus was never raised from the dead. Well, those people, you know, automatically are not saved. It's until they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's a promise. So Jesus is alive today. Jesus is alive today, and he goes about doing good and healing all that are sick today that will come to him in faith. Now, many people do not come to the Lord first. They put everything else in front, but they don't come to the Lord first. And so let's have a look at 1 John 3 verse 8. 1 John 3 verse 8. We saw that Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You see, it's very dangerous to be in the world but not be under the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ in the blessing. And here we see in 1 John 3 verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil. So you've got to get rid of your sin nature, don't you? You need to have a new nature. You need to be a new person inside. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, I don't have time to go into it tonight, but there's many, many scriptures which talk about sickness as being one of the works of the devil. And we're going to look at one scripture which shows that quite clearly, because we know that God is alive today. God is blessing his people today. But many people, they don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ the way they should, and their prayers are not ones of faith. They come with a hope, or they don't come at all, or they go to any other place other than God and his word, other than where Christ is. But you know, when Jesus was on the earth, what happened? People flocked to him. And do you know what the scripture tells us? They came to hear what? The word of God. They came to hear the word of God. Now, where is Jesus today? The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst. So it's important to understand where Jesus is. Where two or three gathered together in his name, that's where he is, in the midst. He's with his people. He's with the body of Christ. He's the head of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Well, let's have a look at one woman who got healed and what Jesus identified in her life. And this is very important for us to see that. Let's have a look in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 16. Luke 13, 11 to 16. Now, we deliberately hold healing services here. The Lord told me a while ago, the people have to be brought up to understand healing and see that healing is part of your salvation. It's not just something that's empty. It's not something that's way out where you can never get it. No, you can walk in healing. You can walk in strength. You can walk in health. But you have to believe it. You have to believe the word of God. Luke 13, start from verse 11. Luke 13, verse 11. It says, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Now, you might have had something, you might have had some sort of thing in your body for a long period of time. You might think, well, it'll never go away. You might think, well, you know, God must want me to settle for it. Well, if that's the case, then he would never put this example in the scripture. No, no, God wants you to seek him. And let's have a look at what it says here. "Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself." So you can see she was bowed down. She couldn't even raise herself up. Verse 12, "And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and then therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." So you can see where this man's priorities were, can't you? He wasn't thinking right, and Jesus said that in verse 15. "The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite! Doth not every one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not," notice what it says in verse 16, "ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Be loosed? So what had been binding her 18 years? Whom Satan hath bound. Why did he call her a daughter of Abraham? Because Abraham, if you know anything about Abraham, he was a man that believed in healing. And there was healing for himself and his wife. And also he prayed for people and they were healed. So we can see that Abraham, and the Bible says we are blessed with faithful Abraham if you're a believer in Christ. So we see that Jesus was identifying the problem there. And he gave a word to that woman. "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity," and then laid his hands upon her. And immediately, as it says there, she was made straight and glorified God. You know, we've got to come to the Lord honestly. We've got to come to the Lord in belief and say, "Lord, I want to receive everything which you have given. I want to receive from you." You see, the Bible tells us very clearly that Jesus is alive today. We've looked at that. We know that he's alive today. We see that he went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, I've given you a couple of examples. Now, there's an example about a woman who was loosed even after 18 years. Now God wants his people all to be loosed and strong. Why? Not so that they can go out and sin, but so they can do the work of God for him. Okay? Live their lives for his glory. That's why God wants you strong. That's why he wants you healed. Not just so you can live for yourself. He wants you to live for him. Praise the Lord. Have a look at, look at Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. We have to believe that what Jesus did on the cross is a real thing today, is something that actually happened and that is available to us today, what he's done for us. If you're a believer in Christ, then it's available for you today. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Let's have a look at that one. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Now it says here, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now notice it says, Christ hath redeemed us. He's brought us back. He's taken us out. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. If you were to go back and look at what the curse of the law was, it entailed all types of bondages. Sickness was a part of the curse of the law. And it says very clearly there in verse 13, being made a curse for us. In other words, he took our place on the cross, being made a curse for us. This is God's love. We saw that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the full gospel is not just that you can believe on Christ and you don't go to hell. The full gospel is that you can walk in victory in every part of your life as long as you believe the word of God and come to him. You know, you can walk in victory. And it's no use pointing to such and such and so and say, well, they didn't walk in victory. You know, we don't know the circumstances of individuals' lives. But what I do know, and I can point to myself individually, that when I started to believe this and started to do this, then strength has been the result and healing has been the result as we walk in faith. Now, what we see here is that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. God wants blessing. So you see, he was made a curse for us, that we might be blessed. Can you see? We should understand this. He was made a curse that we might be blessed. He came to do God's will. He did God's will perfectly whilst he was on the earth. And when he died, he took the curse. He became a curse for us, as it says there very clearly. And you see, God's love is shown in mercy. God is merciful to those that come to him. There's many people that live by circumstances and say, well, what about that and that? What we need to do is concentrate on looking at the Word of God and believing that. He was made a curse for us. Look at Psalm 6, verse 2. We'll go through another couple of scriptures. Psalm 6, verse 2. You know, God's mercy can be shown to you tonight. His mercy is available today. His power is available today. God has given people testimonies of his power, of his love. Notice what it says in Psalm 6, verse 2. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. So we see here, the psalmist here, David, is calling upon the Lord to have mercy. And what does he specifically mean there? He specifically means, have mercy by healing me. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. So here it was a situation where David had some sort of bodily ailment, and he says, Lord, have mercy upon me, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. And so we see that God's mercy and healing go hand in hand. And God is merciful to people. He's loving to people. He shows his goodness. He's shown his goodness through Christ, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And you know, if you have questions, you need to get into the Word of God, because the answers are in there, and it will be revealed to you, the answers to your questions. The Bible says about searching the Scriptures and you'll get a knowledge of Christ. And tonight, if you need healing in your body, then you come by faith to Christ and you receive it by faith. You say, Lord, I believe your word. I believe that your love has been shown. I believe that it's your will for healing to be given. I believe that Jesus is alive today and that he works in the body of Christ. The Bible says they shall lay hands on the sick. Who's the they? That's the believers in Christ. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now the recovery is there. The recovery is here tonight. And so God is available. God and his power is available. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look and we'll look at Luke 1, verses 57 and 58. And I pray that tonight you have heard the word of God. You've allowed that word to go into your heart. You've said, Lord, I can see that healing is not passed away. I can see that healing is available today. I can see that your mercy has been shown. I can see that if I believe on Christ, I can see that there is blessing for me. There is blessing for me. And we're looking at Luke chapter 1, verses 57 and 58. Luke 1, 57 and 58. So if your heart is open tonight to the Lord, then you can have your healing. You just receive it, and you don't walk by feelings, you walk by faith. Once you receive it, you believe it. You believe it and you thank the Lord for it. Verses 57 and 58, let's read what it says here. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbours and her cousins saw how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. What was the mercy? Well, you see, if you look back at the story of Elizabeth, you'll know that Elizabeth was barren. She wasn't able to have children. And God healed her. And by God healing her, as it says there, showed great mercy upon her, she had a son. And that son, his name was John the Baptist. And he was the forerunner. He was the prophet that came and announced the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that the Lord hath shown great mercy upon her. And we're going to pray tonight that the Lord shows mercy upon anyone here that would like to have prayer for healing. So I'd like you to, everyone, close your eyes and bow your head, because the Lord's going to do a work as we're open to him. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We quieten our hearts before you, Lord, tonight. We've heard the word. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, that you have shown your love. You've sent Jesus, and he came to do your will. And your will was that he healed. He healed, showed good and healed, and showed mercy, your mercy. Father, we praise you and thank you. And Lord, we know that you have done great things in the past, and you do great things now, because Jesus is alive. And I thank you, Lord, for the people here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As our hearts are quiet, if you would like prayer, if you would like to receive of the healing of the Lord, you have to take a step of faith. You know, the step of faith that many people took with the Lord Jesus Christ was they came to him. They came to him and believed the word that he spoke. And I'd like to invite you tonight, if anyone here needs healing for infirmity or disease or sickness or anything in your body, tonight the Lord can do a work in you. So come on out, step out now, and come to the front here, and we'll pray for you. The eldership will pray for you tonight. If you'd like healing, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Lord can have his way in your life. Praise the Lord. The Lord can have his way in your life.
You just step back a little bit. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we praise you and thank you. Could I just ask the elders to come up? We're going to lay hands on you. I want you to believe that as we lay hands on you and pray, that you receive recovery in your body. You might not feel anything, you might, but that's irrelevant. What you've got to believe is that you are receiving what God has for you, which is his healing. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. Glory to God. So I want everyone to join with us in prayer tonight, and the eldership, could you please come, and we'll be laying hands on every person here. Just over here, Samantha, please. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord. And we say, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. And we ask that your mercy be shown upon Royce and in Royce and in his body, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And we claim your power and healing now in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Healing. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse for you. For you. And by the stripes of Jesus, ye were healed. The Lord says, put that in your mouth, Royce. Put that in your mouth. Not other things, but put that in your mouth. That Jesus became a curse for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. We ask that your mercy be shown to Vince in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your power. And we say right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You were redeemed from the curse of the law. The Lord says to you, believe you receive your healing today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We rebuke the devil from having any part in this, in your body. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the devil. In Jesus' name, leave him alone now. Praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're starting to reveal things to Shane, Lord. You're starting to show him your way, and I thank you for your mercy. And Lord, I pray that you show him mercy tonight. You show him mercy in his body. In the name of Jesus, we ask your mercy be shown, and we say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed and receive your healing. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke the oppression that you have suffered. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Leave this man alone. In the flesh, and Lord, we claim your healing. We claim your healing in the name of Jesus. And the Lord has a word for you, Shane. The word is, take hold of Christ. Take hold of him and never let go. Never let go and receive what he has done completely for you. Completely, completely, completely. And the Lord wants to raise you up. Raise you up in strength and power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for Muriel, and I ask you, your mercy be shown in the name of Jesus. Your mercy be shown to Muriel. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. show your mercy and we say, Lord, be healed in Jesus' name. We claim your healing in the British court. Your healing, your healing. We claim your healing and we thank you, Lord. We rebuke all oppression now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that oppression, that devilish oppression. Leave. And we claim and say, you are blessed. You are blessed with faithful Abraham. You are blessed, oh brother, you are blessed, you cast door on us. You are blessed with faithful Abraham. Oh, show me your blessing. Show me all your blessing, Lord. Oh, brother, show your blessing, Lord. Show your blessing. Show your blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and the Lord wants to say to you, Muriel, take hold of your healing and speak the words of health. Speak the words of health. Speak the word which is health to all your flesh. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 You know, the Lord, I believe the Lord has been working tonight. Believe that God has done something for you. Because it's all by faith. It's all by faith. Taking hold of the Word of God, believing it, and going forward. And I think it is such a privilege to follow Christ. You know, it is such a privilege to follow Christ. I believe, you know, God has great things in store for all of us here, all of us. So let's believe that.